Stella Doro has been baking cookies, breadsticks, and biscotti in the Bronx since the 1930s, but these days much of the action is outside its factory. That's where 136 workers have been staging a continuous strike since August. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more.
The Stella Doro strike is now in its seventh month, and at this advanced stage, there aren't any of the obvious displays of a strike, like people holding up signs or organized chanting. This strike has become a slog.
Okay, you know, summertime wasn't bad. It was okay in the beginning.
Jerry Fleck worked at the factory for 27 years before the strike.
The cold days you get through, you know, like we were doing 4 6-hour shifts. Now we're down to 4 hours, and if you can't make it on a really, really bad day, you know, by 5 degrees, we don't come here.
Today, the temperature's in the 20s. Jerry and a few others stand around or sit just across the street from the factory in the shadow of the elevated one train. Several of them stay warm inside a trolley in the parking lot. These days, the workers are getting by on unemployment and $100 a week from their union, the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International. Before the strike, Jerry was earning $21 an hour as a skilled worker.
I was living check to check, and the only reason I survive now is I got a home equity loan. So actually, I'm just going into debt over this.
The strike is over the workers' next contract. According to union members, negotiations came to a standstill when management asked them to take wage and benefit cuts. They say that most workers would see their hourly pay go down by $1 a year for 5 years, meaning that someone earning $15 an hour now would end up earning $10 an hour by the end of the contract. They've also been asked to bear more of their health care costs. Gurdeep Mann has worked at Stella Doro for 20 years.
They're cutting me 1 week of vacation, 12 sick day, 4 holiday. They're cutting me, and I have to pay still 20% medical. It's not easy to make a living with less money while you are already struggling for everything.
In 2006, Stella Doro was sold by Kraft to Brinwood Partners, a private equity firm in Connecticut. Brinwood isn't taking any questions about the strike, but it did release a statement defending its contract offer and calling its proposed benefits generous. According to Brinwood, the union's decision to go on strike, just as the economy was tanking, was, quote, the wrong choice at the wrong time. The company's statement also praises the replacement workers who now operate the Stella Doro factory. The strikers have another name for the replacement workers.
It's stinking scab!
Can't get a better job?
The replacements periodically walk in and out of the factory, refusing to answer any questions and generally ignoring the name-calling from the strikers. One of those strikers is Mike Filippo. He's put in 14 years at the factory.
They don't even have a shame on their face.
Filippo is a big, boisterous guy. He was arrested a few months ago, allegedly for leaving nails under the tires of a replacement worker's car. Today, just as he's been going on about replacement workers and how inept they are, one of them drives up in an 18-wheeler. The man's trying to get to the Stella Doro parking lot, but he's taken the wrong street and now finds himself underneath the L with the union members looking on. The truck is tall and starts scraping against the L's underside. Soon there's car traffic building up behind the 18-wheeler and in front of it, so the driver tries to force his way through. That causes the top of the truck's trailer to crunch up, so the driver backs up. But a few minutes later, he tries again.
Just keep hitting his truck, he's going to destroy it. And then he's going to lose half a day. He's going to hit in the butt. He's hitting in the front. Just keep hitting, yeah.
The truck's trailer has been destroyed. And that makes Mike Filippo happy.
God punishes the scabs. You see how they get punished? By destroying their trucks.
For now, the workers appear to be unified and willing to wait for the company to buckle. But some of them worry about health care or meeting mortgage payments and think about getting new jobs. The strikers say the unskilled workers will be hit worse by the new contract, but the skilled workers seem especially offended at the way the factory is now being run by what they consider incompetent and sloppy workers.
It is disgusting.
I know.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's like you can't even walk the floors.
They have no quality control.
No quality control.
Eddie Marrero, a longtime foreman, says many Stella Doro products are now inferior, like their Swiss fudge cookies.
One of the number one products. It either has no fudge, fudge covering the cookie, cookies stuck together with the fudge, cookies all out of shape, not baked right. It's either underbaked or overbaked. Okay, breakfast treats, the same thing.
But to listen to Mike Filippo, this isn't just a matter of contract provisions, but pride.
We have bakers that have been here for 35 years. They create all these cookies, you know. So it's not, you know, they bring people from the street and they think they're going to make the cookies we used to make. Never going to happen. I see the cookies in the supermarket, the way they look, and I want to cry.
In addition to their strike, union members are taking legal action against Brinwood Partners, saying the company hasn't negotiated in good faith. The workers have also organized a boycott of Stelladora products. They hope the boycott will gain momentum and that management will have no choice but to come back to the table. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
Just like a